Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. We're going to continue on our segment right now with Carbon County Commissioner Jake Miller and also Karen Dolan, who is the Director of Four Corner Behavioral Health. She was the recent recipient of the Leon Povoy Lifetime Achievement Award. And Karen, we'll dive right back into it. What are some of the programs and help that you guys offer youth here in the local area?
Oh, sure. So we're finding that kids who have trauma early in their childhood, trauma such as domestic violence or addiction in their family or moving a lot or divorce, lots of different things can create trauma, and those can then later create mental health problems or substance use disorder problems. So we have an early intervention program. We have a therapist going into each school, and kids that are just starting to struggle with some kind of behavioral issue or mental health issue can see a therapist and get intervention very early on to try and turn this around and heal them before it becomes a bigger problem.
Now tell us, we've got some statistics, some 1 in 10, 1 in 100, 1 in, can help us know so that we can realize that in the 20,500 whatever population we have here in the county, help drive it home a little bit.
So 1 in 10 people will develop a substance use disorder. And 1 in 5, or I'm sorry.
You're okay.
Can we stop? Okay. So 1 in 10 develop a substance use disorder. The 3 in 5 will develop a mental health problem. 1 in 100 will develop schizophrenia. So in every single community, all of us know someone with a mental health problem or with a substance use disorder problem. And there's a lot of stigma around getting help and getting the care that you need. And oftentimes people won't get help until it's an emergency or it's gone so far. However, earlier the treatment, the better. So the earlier the intervention, the better the outcome.
Well, Karen, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come join us in the studio today and talk not only about your Leon Povoy Lifetime Achievement Award, but also your career and kind of what's happening here locally. Before I let you go, I do have one more question for you. Did you bring up the Safe UT app? I mean, that is something that's very important, right, for youth as well. It's a tool to help them.
Yes. So the Safe UT app is an app for a smartphone, and any youth that's struggling with a mental health problem or is suicidal can text a therapist on the other line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it's Safe UT. It's a statewide service. It's free. It's a free app, and it can prevent an emergency. So,
well, just to add one more thing, Karen. The reason for the Leon Povoy Lifetime Achievement Award, the reason why you were recognized and nominated for this award, could you tell us a little bit about the individuals here in the community that you've been coordinating with and working with and how unique that is and the difference we're making in regards to opioid overdose?
Yes, sure. We have several projects. We've written a grant for opioid addiction in our community. We are opening up a medication-assisted treatment facility we have 2 years of funding, so we're hoping that will be a real great success. We also have a naltrexone project working with the jail and the sheriff and the drug court, where a person who is struggling with opiates can come in and take a medication every morning that will give them 24 hours of sobriety. It blocks the opiate receptors in their brain, so they don't get high if they use. So this has been a really successful project. We have about 85 people on that medication. If anyone is interested, they're welcome to call. We'll help them with that. It's inexpensive, and it's a one tool. We've been working really hard to get naloxone kits out to anyone and everyone to prevent overdose deaths, because most people who become addicted do eventually get into long-term sobriety and turn their lives around. So if we can keep people alive, we can get them into treatment and into recovery. So naloxone kits are available through the health department. Carbon Medical and Helper have kits, and Four Corners has kits. And this is an opioid overdose reversal medication, so that's very important.
So just so that everybody understands correctly, this is kind of a newer medication, and if somebody is constantly using these drugs, this actually blocks those receptors in their brain, and it makes them sober.
So there's two drugs. One is naloxone, and that reverses an overdose. The other drug is naltrexone. They sound a lot alike. Naltrexone is a pill, kind of like Anabuse with alcohol. It's a pill you can take every day, and it sits in the receptor sites of the brain so that a person doesn't crave opiates. And if they use opiates, they're ineffective, so they don't get a high from the opiates. And it's been very, very effective for our people that are struggling with opiate addiction. There are other medications available also. Some are expensive. Some people need insurance. But we're working with that with our other clinic that we're just funding. So we're hoping we can get that up and running in the next couple months.
So naloxone is the drug that'll save someone's life if they're dying from an overdose. And naltrexone, which naloxone, by the way, all the sheriff's deputies and the police here locally and the emergency responders, and everybody has that and has been using that, and it's been great. It's saved a lot of lives. Naltrexone is the drug that helps people get sober.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
If anyone needs any more information, Karen, on this particular aspect of it, of any form, in any regard to what we just talked about, what's the best way to go about finding that information?
They can just call our Carbon County Administrative Office, and we'll point them in the right direction, 637-7200.
Karen, I really appreciate you taking out the time to come in today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Commissioner Miller, we'll end with you. It's always a pleasure to get you in the studio as well. You always bring in some very great news. I think every time you come in, you bring along someone that definitely has some great news that we have to share with the community, so I appreciate that as well.
Of course, Jordan. And here in the community, we're trying to focus on awareness as a commission, and trying to get the word out of the services that we currently offer and the benefits that our local citizens can participate in if they need help today in regards to all of the behavioral health services that are available. Please feel free to reach out to Four Corners Behavioral Health and get more educated. You'll see more outreach from the Public Health Department and from Four Corners here in the future.
Jake, thank you so much, and I know we'll do it again really soon. Again, that's another Castle Country FYI right here on Castle Country Radio. For more information on this interview and others, just visit CastleCountryRadio.com.